thank you. Oh, Jesus, we give you praise. Lift up your voice and worship the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you. We thank you for today's service. Jesus, we give you praise for what you are set to do in service today. We are grateful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Give him praise. Worship him for his worthy and his faithful. Thank you, Father. Oh, Shabandi Kavarasuza Nimani Atena. Oh, Lebarandi Katana Bariadoza. Ekambadi Atena Basiza. Oh, this is the day of the Lord. We rejoice and we are glad. Ekombarada Bakiata. Father, we thank you. Ashada Baradosa Diatoza. Can we begin to pray that the spirit of wisdom and understanding is made available in service? The eyes of our understanding are enlightened in the name of Jesus. Oh, lift up your voice and pray that our understanding are flooded with light. Our understanding are flooded with light in the name of Jesus. Our understanding are flooded with light in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, our understanding are flooded with light. Oh, Father, we thank you. Can we give God the praise? Give him all glory and adoration. Glory to God, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let's take our confession together. We boldly declare, the hand of God is mighty upon the building church. There will never be a time when God is not doing something in our midst. We are higher flyers and we all reach our destinations. Our sons come from afar, riding on the best systems. We attract excellence and honor. We are the city of the Lord, the everlasting pride and joy of all generations. The Lord is our everlasting light. No one sorrows in our camp. There is no weakening among us. The least is 1,000. We are a people the Lord has helped, and we enjoy divine speed. We are called the redeemed, sought after, and never deserted. No government policy can harm us. When men are cast down, we say there is a lifting. Where others are denied, we are given. We start and complete by the Spirit. We have the ears of kings, and they listen to us. Our requests are granted, for the gracious hand of God is upon us. No attack prosper against us. Kings are disciplined for our sake. There are no restrictions, no barriers. International doors are open unto us. We preach to nations. Our voices and messages are noised abroad, and multitude gather. We are a people of utterance in every language, and nothing is hidden from our reach. We speak and see, none of our words fall to the ground. We are united, we speak the same language. Nothing is impossible for us. We never lack manpower. Our workers comes in their numbers, skillful and spiritual. We enjoy his early help and great peace, for God is in our midst. Our members are fit for the kingdom, and the effect of the building church is felt everywhere. Daily, men armed with spirituality, counsel, knowledge, understanding, wisdom, power, skill, intelligence, virtue, character, integrity, commitment, influence, and affluence come from the nook and cranny of the world to partner with our vision of building a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life, and our mandate of promoting growth in in Christian faith, wisdom, love, grace, virtue, holiness, and blessedness. But we have a great army, like the army of the Lord, as the Lord has said unto us, in Jesus' name, amen. We are helped, sent, and backed by God. And we say with boldness, nothing shall be impossible for us, in Jesus' name.
I want us to take a moment to praise the Lord, the King of Kings, our Jubilee, because we've been told that this is our season of the year of the Lord's favor. And if you believe that, I want to shout unto the Lord your loudest shout, proclaim, bless him. You see, there's this assurance we have that all the blessings and all the prophecies in the Bible are ours. It is amen in Christ. It is yes in Christ. And we are the ones who said amen. So I want you to lift your loudest amen. Shout amen.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, yes, purchased blood.
If you believe, you sing it, that you're born of the Spirit. Yes, yes.
Born of his, washed in his blood.
Is this your story?
Say, this is my story.
Loud, this is my song.
This is my, praising the Savior.
Like it is yours. It is my story. It is my song.
This is my praise in my Savior.
Hallelujah. Hey, let somebody whose story is to proclaim the name of the Lord shout the glorious hallelujah. So are we ready to dance? Are we ready to dance? Are we ready to praise the Lord? Are you ready? So you move. Your best move. Tell your neighbor, give me space. Give me space. Talk to your neighbor. Ask him, are you ready? Hey! 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 Hallelujah! Woo! One more time. Everybody say, hey! Hey! Say, hey! Say, hey! 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 Hey!
Hey! Hey! Oh, see. Creator of the universe. What can't you do? What can't you do, Jesus?
He said it's too hard for him to do. See,
name, I know name. What can't you do? See, what can't you change, Jesus?
Do you believe it's the Creator? Creator. What can't you do? There is nothing, nothing, nothing.
What can't
you do? Is that your belief?
Name,
oh, oh, oh. There's nothing you can do. Nothing, nothing. Proclaim your shout. See, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. The Bible says, is there anything too hard for the Lord to do? Ask your neighbor, is there anything too hard for the Lord to do? Is there anything too hard for the Lord to do? One more time, say Creator.
Creator of me.
What can't you do? Hallelujah.
The name above every other name.
What can't you do?
Hey, hey, hey.
What can't you do? See, there is nothing, nothing you cannot do. Nothing you cannot change. Nothing, nothing you cannot. There is nothing. He's able. Say, he's able. He's able. Ay, 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 ay.
You are able, Jesus.
Say,
you are able, Jesus.
One more time, say you are able.
You are able.
Hey. Lift your your voices to the Lord. Yeah, proclaim that he's able, because he is, and he is to come. In the name of Jesus, glory to the Lord. See,
I'm going to dance and praise him. It doesn't matter what comes my way. The greater one lives inside of me.
Hey,
his name is Jesus. I'm born a winner.
Oh, tell us song.
I'm a hell.
Hey, one more time, say.
I'm going to dance and praise.
It doesn't matter, doesn't matter.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey,
hey.
His name.
I'm born a winner.
More than victorious.
Say,
I'm a hurt.
Run through the Holy Ghost.
Say, my
redeemer.
I rejoice in it.
More than a conqueror.
I rejoice.
Are you rejoicing?
Are you rejoicing?
Are you rejoicing?
More than. Do we have people rejoicing?
Hey,
he's more than a conqueror.
See, the Lord reigneth, that's in your tremble.
He reigneth. Let me hear your voices. That's your voices, yeah.
He reigneth.
The Lord reigneth.
He reigneth.
Is that your confession?
The Lord reigneth.
He reigneth.
He reigneth.
He reigneth.
That's me.
He reigneth.
He reigneth.
One more time.
The Lord reigneth.
The Lord reigneth.
Say the Lord reigneth.
Hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah. Who is thy God to thee?
Oh, hey, let me hear you sing. Yes, there's no one. When he delivered the Egyptians, when he delivered the Israelites out of the hand of the Egyptians, they had to sing the song that there's no one like him. There's no one like him. Do you believe it?
Hey, do it.
You are doing wonders.
Hey, 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 hey.
Say, who is
thy God?
There's no one.
Hey,
hey,
hey.
Among your gods. Something. Your hands, don't give up.
Your hands.
Clap to the Lord.
Hey, yeah,
hey,
hey.
See this one.
Power of might belongs to the Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Say power of might.
I will praise it. This song is for people who are going to revive. Hey, say, I will praise him. Say, I will praise him. Oh, I will praise him.
I will praise him. Alea patekaya rokote mana. Oh, I will praise him. Emiyo iyo ti highlight titi aya bote ne baya emiyo iyo titi laila titi laila emiyo iyo emiyo iyo. Let's go to the Igbo version. Igbo agama wari de agama jadi ma. This guy called another one. Congratulations, let me hear you. Say, this guy called another one. Oh, they louder, louder. Hey, this guy got another one. You know the old. Do you believe it? This guy got another one. You know the aye. Okay, let's go. See another one. Oh,
You know they.
From the east to the west, from the north to the south, up, down, left, right. I search around. You know they. Now let's see some. See this song. It's a song that we sing. It's a song that we sing to the Holy Ghost. The song that I sing in the heavens. Are you ready? See, you know it. See, hey. Are you ready? Hey, hey. Glory to the Father. Praise to the Son. Honor to the Spirit. Blessed Trinity. Say glory to the Father.
Glory to the Father.
Hey, somebody sing. Honor to the Spirit.
Honor to the Spirit.
One more time, say glory, glory, glory. Honor to the Spirit.
Honor to the Spirit.
Honor to the Spirit. Say glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Honor to the Spirit. Honor to the Spirit. Hey, hey, hey. Are you ready? Sing, ha. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me hear you sing it. Sing, ha, 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 ha. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Na 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 na. Ay ay ay. Lift it up. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah 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 yeah. Ay 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 ay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah yeah yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Father. Praise to. Let me hear your voices. Lift it up to the King of Kings. And honor to the. Oh, glory. Glory to the Father. Praise to the Son. Hey. Honor to the Spirit. Give the Lord your God a shout.
Glory to Jesus. Come on, can you lift up your voice in this place this morning? Asuberga do shateli kamana do viateli akamana da diate. Oh Father, we worship you. Come on, lift up your voice. Asubreko shate lania telika barua telia tasha. For we have come unto the one that is able to save. We have come unto the one that is able to hear our cry. Oh, come on, lift up your voice. Can you give him your worship? Arante lika managada baladia te subregada belekia tania subradadina. Come on, let him hear your voice this morning. Asubra kada balagada baladia telia kamana dosha. Aye komenuate. We give you worship in this place, Lord. We give you worship. We give you worship. We give you worship. We give you worship, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Oh, Lord, my God, all that I want is your touch. My faith, it is hiding on this mountain. To drink from your love. Can we do it one more time?
Hallelujah. Can you just give God the fruit of your lips? Can you pray in the language of the Spirit just briefly? Pray in the language of the Spirit. Give God the fruit of your lips. Thank Him. Give Him a glory. Mwa du kwe ure atodo mwodo. Mwa du kwe ure atodo shumoshu. Mwa du kwe ure We give you glory, we give you honor. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you because you will bless our heart again. You will transform our lives. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name have we pray. Glory to God. Can you go up with a shout of praise? Please celebrate the worship team with me as they go to have their say. Am I supposed to wait for you guys? If not, let me return back to. Don't worry, just return me back. Don't worry. Glory to God. Then work on this hand. This hand is very terrible here, especially on the monitors. Hallelujah. It's not you. Hallelujah. I say it's not you. Don't worry. When is your own tongue? You answer me. Please change this mic for me. The sound here is very terrible. Glory to God. You need to work on the base. It's not you, sorry. You need to work on the base of this thing. I don't know who tampered with this setting. This thing is not working. Glory to God. The way I'm sounding like a sports radio is it's not good though. Sound people, return me back to my sound now. This thing you guys are doing, I don't understand though. But the house, are you at least hearing me? I'm not sounding like sports radio, Abby. Let's believe that they will do the right thing. Glory to God. All right, please celebrate somebody to your right and to your left and tell them welcome to church. I say tell them welcome to church. Is that how you welcome people to church here? Well, good news, Sha. Yesterday, one of our brothers. One of our brothers betrayed the brother code. He left the single road. He left the light of Pastor Sammy. You know what he did? He left the WhatsApp group and deleted the WhatsApp. Glory to God. So we are, it's a privilege that we have one of the latest couple in town. Mr. and Mrs. Oyinlola. That sound and feel good though in our midst. So I think you can hear us presently because it's somewhere around the moon. The network is not too good. We should pardon him, right? He's pardoned. When is your own time? Let your network be going, no problem. But it's good. Glory to God. And then I have my hand, my beautiful hand. And an awesome husband. Please help me celebrate daddy and mommy. We celebrate you greatly, sir. Thank you so much. You are welcome back, sir. Glory to God. All right, is it okay if we sit down? Do we want to sit? Okay, well, let's sit now. Okay, just a few announcements and then we'll go into the sermon. Pastor Sammy, please can you come and help me? Let's remove this headset. It's distracting me a lot. No, help me just hold the engine. Wow. Okay. Information reaching me is that we have today is an August meeting. August meeting in October. Truly is the year of the Lord's favor. We have all the way from Ibadan. The apostle of God over the city of Ibadan. Pastor Bolus Yamaya. Building church is how we celebrate here. Please let me celebrate here. We celebrate you greatly, Sama. Please let me sit here. What of Ore Ulua? Aha. That is my friend. You should come here now, she will preach. Glory to God. Alright, just a very few announcements. And then we'll proceed. Please give me the book of Luke. Luke chapter 6, verse 12. Luke 6, verse 12. Kai, please work on this handle. I'm not enjoying myself at all in this place. I'm sounding like a very spoilt radio. That is where I'm sounding to myself here. I don't know if that will be better. Glory to God. That is wickedness you are doing to me on this stage now. That is wickedness now. All right, please, can you read this with me? It's a one of those days. What did Jesus go and do on the mountainside? And spend the night doing what? Please read the next verse with me if you have life inside of you. Wait, don't be nasty. Please, who are those Jesus called to himself? Who are those he called to himself? When morning came, he called his disciples to himself. What did he now do? What it means is that whom he also commissioned as apostles, as an apostle. Now, something very interesting happened in the Bible. Okay, I think people have tried, but you can reduce the bass a bit. It's somehow busy. Now, something very interesting happened here actually in the Bible.
After he appointed these 12, designated these 12 as apostles, one of them betrayed him and died. Then in the book of Acts chapter 1, the Bible said, the disciples, the apostles gathered together and said, one person is gone. The equation is not balanced. We need to look for a replacement for him. But before we can find a replacement for him, they mention some things. In that Acts of Apostle 1. Go to Acts of Apostle 1 now. Where is this person? From verse 15. Acts of Apostle 1 from verse 16. Please preach with me for my time. He said, in those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120. He said, and said, brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke long time ago, through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who served, what did he do? Who served as guide for who? For those who arrested Jesus. Next verse, very quickly. He said, he was one of our number and shared in this ministry. Next verse, very quickly. He said, we did reward the gods for wickedness. Judas bought a feed, and they don't even allow us to go there. Next verse. He said, everyone in Jerusalem heard about it, so they called the place that feed. Next verse, 20. He said, for said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted. May your own place not be deserted. He now went further. He said, let there be no one to dwell in it. That will not be your lot. Now, this is my concern. He now said, may another take his place of leadership. That means that that designation that Jesus did to the apostles was to an end, leadership. There were 12 responsibilities that Jesus needed people to take care of. So what it implies is that from onset, the reason why Jesus could choose from his disciples and designate apostles was for responsibility. But the Bible did not say he chose from the crowd. He said he chose from where? From the disciples. Now, go to the next verse very quickly. Go to the next verse. Leave this one first. Go to the next verse. That is verse 21 of Acts of Apostles. Please, preach with me. Just calm down. See, calm down. He said, therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men. Aha. Look at what they are now choosing. It is therefore necessary to choose one of the... By the way, all of you that travel, you are welcome back. Pastor, when it's time after service, please close the door. Any person that did not bring bread will not leave church. It will dwell in the house of the Lord forever until you produce bread. And then as I'm looking, I'm seeing Justina. Is that just okay? You just came by, Abby. Yeah, very good. Pastor, me one bread. And then as I'm looking, what's the name of this? This lady in choir. Gloria, you two are part of them. Pastor, me, we have plenty of bread now. Please, let's open kiosk. We will be selling bread. Please, sit there. You are welcome. Every student, all of you are welcome back. Yeah? We that you left behind, we did not suffer. God helped us. Glory to God. He said, therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who had been with us. That is another word. A proof of discipleship is followership. Yes, he said, we have to choose. When they were choosing, they did not say, let's choose anointed people. Let's choose people. That is, they chose people that were rooted in doctrine. He said, let us choose those one who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. That means that this choosing is not to an end that we need an anointed man. It means that we need somebody that have followed through, that understood the doctrine of the ministry. And then look at what now came out. Next verse. He said, beginning from John's baptism. That is, from the time Jesus began his ministry in Matthew 3. From John's baptism, those that were there. From John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up. That is that the person is not going to be, he's not going to be lacking any of the curriculum. He said, for one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. This is where I'm driving at. God has given us a go ahead to begin to train in-house ministers. Now wait. The in-house ministers we are training are not people that wish to be ministers. Are people who God has instructed before that you have an assignment with us on this journey. It's not the people that that are not, that is, you are just excited and say, Kai, I like Pastor Jerry, don't like me. Don't like me. You have to hear God. Because the truth of the matter is, the training and the discipline of a minister is not even the same as that of a leader. So before you say you inspire to perspire, look for any of the leaders that work with me and ask them that how does it mean to be a leader? They will tell you you will be dripping sacrifice. They will be demanding time and energy from you. This is not to scare you away, but there is nobody who wants to build a house that does not consider the cost. So if for any reason God have sent you to us to join in this course with us, the first thing that we even consider is that you are a son. Take note, I did not say you are a follower. That you are a son to the house. That is specifically, we are your spiritual parent. In fact, no, spiritual father and mother. That is what it implies. That is the first prerequisite that is needed. So if you are not in that list, please don't inspire. You are not, you can't be a minister in the building church. No, it can't work. It will not. So the first thing is, you must be sure that God is leading you to this place. God has instructed you. These are your spiritual parents. And then it becomes easier to pass the baton. Because what we are doing is, it's going to be reproduction of spirit and belief system. And it can only be passed down to sons and daughters. Are we on the same page? So God has given instruction. Now wait, to what I'm saying is not as if we say we need ministers. So that's not what we're saying. We're not happening for ministers. Because the training itself, it will take you at least 9 months of training, of consistent, serious training, before you can even be mini, not talk of a star. Are we on the same page? So if for any reason God has dropped it in your heart, the reason why you are a member of the building church already is because God has promised you that you have a place here, or God has instructed you that you have a place here, then that message is for you. As I'm wrapping up that charge, give me 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 22 and 23. Very quickly. Please, can we read this together? This is one of the promises God gave us, actually. That day after day, men came to help David until he had a great army, like the army of the Lord. What it implies is that if God has not spoken to you yet, don't bother. Don't worry. You'll get to a time when he will speak to you. And that is why that word day after day exists. If it's only one person he has spoken to now, that one person will start. Then today, day after day can still be 2026. Day after day can still be 2027. So don't put yourself under pressure and say, hey, I need to go on now. Nah. There are criteria to that. Right? Are we on the same page? But Jesus showed us a pattern. He did not choose apostles and designated them out of the crowd. And the reason why we knew that was because when he wanted to choose a replacement for Judas, they went back to the criteria that Jesus chose. That must have been among us from the time Jesus was baptized till the time he was taken to heaven. That way the doctrine was easier. Are we blessed or blessed? All right. So now in that 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 22, the Bible said, day after day, men came to this city to help the building church. Day after day. You know, they are coming from Australia. They are coming from Canada. They are coming from the United Kingdom. They are coming from all over. Because day after day, they must align themselves with prophecy. Day after day. Until we have a great army like the army of the Lord. Because God has promised us that the building church is almost going to be like a church without borders. Without borders. That the least of us is going to be 1,000. And the smallest a mighty nation. Yeah, those are the words. Those are the words that battered, that went ahead before the building church was formed. So it's day after day. Don't worry, if today is not your day, another day is your day. If you have not heard, listen carefully. If you have not heard, don't bother until you have heard God. But we want to start training. So when we reach a certain number, we'll start the first cohort of training of ministers. And then after that, if for any reason God is inspiring to, God is telling you anything, you will have to wait till those people are thoroughly trained
then you'll be trained. So if you belong to that category, please see Pastor Sammy immediately after this service that God has told you. Don't forget. See Pastor Sammy after this service. He will collect your name and your details so we can be able to reach you later on. Bless or bless. All right. So if this is your first time in the building church, you are welcome. I am Jeremiah James and I'm the lead pastor of the building church. I do that coolly with my beautiful wife, Pastor Lois James. And one of the only division God gave us is to build a people of balanced stature for him in all spheres of life. And this we do on four emphases: the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayers, reaching out, forward plus giving. Reaching out, forward plus giving. But there is one I have not been saying, which I want to say and emphasize today before I go into my sermon. The one I have not been saying actually is our core values. The core value of every church is their voice before they speak. The core value of any church is their voice before they preach. Is what you see in the environment even before you sit down. Is what you feel in an environment before you sit down. So our own core values are actually cataloged into three layers. Our core value is going to be touching on the inner man. I categorize it as the inner man core values, then the practical man core values, and then the outer man core values. Our core values are 9, and then I'm going to actually list them now. The first on our list is spiritual growth. That is, when you come to the building church, one of the things you expect is that there should be growth in your life, spiritually. And then when I was talking about balance, I said Jesus depicted balanced maturity to us in Luke chapter 2, verse 52. The Bible says, and the boy Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and he increased in favor with God and man. That was a balance. And wisdom here connotes mental and intellectual growth. That was mental and intellectual growth. If you read the preceding verse, 51 of this scripture, the Bible said, and he followed them home and was obedient to them. He said, and his mother kept this thing to heart. What sponsored that was that at the age of 12, Jesus was already seeking knowledge. He was seeking understanding. He was already learning. So much so that when his parents came and looked for him, he called it business. KJV translation said, he was shocked that they do not know that he was supposed to be about his father's business. And that business does not mean Jesus was teaching. Jesus, in fact, did not teach anything. He was only asking questions. So, one of the first level, anytime we come to talking about business, I used to say it, that the first level of business is learning. Because the season, the season of marketing is not the season of researching. So the first thing Jesus did was to go and learn. So he was shocked that his parents are not aware that he's supposed to start the business of learning. He said, don't you know I should be about my father's business? I want to ask us again, this business, what was he? Was he preaching to anyone? No. Did he? No. In fact, Jesus started his earthly ministry, according to the book of Luke, at the age of 30. You see, when Jesus was 30, he started his earthly ministry at the age of 30. But at the age of 12, that means that for 18 years, he was in the business of learning. You are the only one that want to do a 30 years ministry and use 3 years to plan. He used 30 years to plan for a 3.5 ministry. So that mental and intellectual growth, Jesus, we saw it. In fact, a time came, the Bible said, they did not believe the wisdom by which he was speaking. In fact, I was listening to my Bible. I think that should be John or Acts of Apostles. No, John. They were saying that, where did he get this kind of wisdom he's talking? And we did not see him in our classes. So what they mean is that thing that he was doing was supposed to be traced to a class. But they did not know when Jesus was attending his own class. He said, such wisdom. And we did not see him in school. This guy did not come to our schools. It means that there is a wisdom that comes with learning. You are the only one that want to be paid for. You are the only one that want to earn
without learning. Your brain will be trek at different level. I don't know what Jesus need wisdom for, since when he's the Son of God. Jesus still went for wisdom. He learned. So one of our focus in balance is that there is going to be mental and intellectual growth. The Bible says in Daniel, it said Daniel understood by books. The spirit of excellence is Daniel. Do you know that anything that functions that cannot be reproduced or cannot be structurally reproduced is a mirage? If you have money and you are afraid you will lose it, you have not touched it. Because there should be an intellectual backing that will back anything you are doing any day, any time, even when the result is taken away from you. It's a knowledge that produced it. So Jesus, the Son of God, needed wisdom. Do you know the irony? In Hebrews chapter 11, Isaiah 11, the Bible showed us that, and upon him shall be the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of power, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord on only one man. Just because you want to come and operate on earth? Let me quickly help you. There are many answers Jesus gave that were not solely from the Spirit. They were wisdom based. If not, he does not need wisdom, since when he has the Spirit. Are we on the same page? Why is he increasing in wisdom if he does not, if he won't need it? That is balance. The next thing we observe is that he grew in stature. That stature is height. What happened to the mic? It's still working. This one is working. Thank you. Please let me say everybody for me. It doesn't always allow me to stretch myself. It doesn't want me to stretch myself at all. Stature here is talking about height. Height. In fact, if you check KJV, KJV did not use the word grow. KJV used the word increase. It did not say grow. KJV said increased in wisdom and stature. What it implies is that when you are hearing the word stature, it simply means to make progress. And that is depicting to us that Jesus made progress. That is, it is a representation of physical and words and personal discipline. Jesus had discipline. The disciples were sleeping, he did not sleep. The Son of Man, why is he awake? In fact, before he chose the disciples, the Bible showed us that he prayed. And that is why I said that Jesus must obviously have used his wisdom to choose the disciples and use prayer to back it. Hope you know that the one he designated 12, that he brought the 12 to himself. And I have often said it. If at any level you make decisions, you need prayer. You don't just need wisdom, because Jesus showed us. You want to choose the people you know. They have been around you for a while. You just want to choose 12 out of the so many. You are the Son of God. You don't need prayer now. You know all men. What are you doing with prayer? You don't need it. But the bread. You are the only one that when you want to marry, you throw 7 names up and pick one. Then if by mistake the one you pick is not the one you want, you say, no, this is a mistake. Then you roll it again and throw it up until you pick the one you like. You say, hey, let me throw it again. And then you have marked that paper. And you keep picking the paper. He said, God led you. Jesus did not gamble with his destiny. It was also important for him to choose Judas. I want to believe that from onset, before he even prayerfully chose Judas, he knew that Judas liked money. Because Judas was needed. I don't know the level, and that is why Jesus also increased in stature with. Do you know what it means? That you already knew from when you are choosing somebody that he will betray you, and yet you did not show it with your reaction to the person. All the time Jesus was crying, Judas was part of the people that was sleeping. In my vanity, he wore also. TV one of betrayed me. Jesus did not react. What it implies that Jesus grew in favor with God and men. You need also social and relational growth. All along, Jesus knew by the Spirit that Judas will betray him. And he was still giving him money. And in fact, when he wanted to say he should go and do what he wanted, he said, friend, go and do what? And the Bible said they thought that He asked him to go and give money to the poor. Jesus still trusted him. Social and what? And relational growth. You are the only one that you allow the season you have. That is maybe because you and somebody are not in talking time. And you allow that season to be cloud you and not celebrate them on their birthday. You've forgotten all the good things they did in your life. Because of what just happened, just because of small thing, then you soil the relationship and you know that birthday means a lot to Amanda. Let me tell you the truth. If it's by feelings, some of the things I do, some of you, I also know some of you by the spirit. I'm always, I just have to post it that, guy, we are posting this about this person. Guy, you don't deserve to be on my status. But Jesus grew in social and relational skill. That is balance. It's not the agwada, ibekete, igiada, imetete. And then your love life, zero. That you are not even reflecting the God you are meeting on the Monday. There are several things that the Bible always says God is. One is God is light. And he calls us light too. Another one the Bible calls God is love. How can you say you are with God and he did not rub off at least small love on you? But that is where there is room. Every person that comes to the building church, our intention is that you grow balance. Mental and intellectual. Physical and personal discipline, and then spiritual growth, intimacy and encounters, and then you also have social and relational skill. We saw this play out in Jesus' life. So, on our core values, spiritual growth. That is the most important one. The second is service and impact. The third is personal development. The fourth, that is every time you come to church, those are the things that you should always expect to see in your life. Because as I used to say it, I say it is wickedness. In fact, sorry. Wickedness. For you to gather people and not have an end of what they will become. When Jesus called his disciples, the first thing he told them is that, come, follow me, I will make you. At a point, it appeared like they were not being made. When Jesus made one statement that it is not good that a rich man will not... Peter had the speaker. I like Peter. He said, come on. From the onset, when you say we should follow you, you say you will make us. So. He now asked him, he said, what is in for us? We have left everything to follow you. What is in for us? Kilo one before one. And then Jesus still reassured them that, no problem. Every person that have left father, home, mother, for my sake, don't worry. You will sit on 12 thrones when you get to heaven. That is the reason why I left my net to follow him. Because he promised them a making. It is wickedness on the part of any church to just meet and do religion without a future of what the people will become. Personal development. Then honor. And honor is on three legs. Honor towards God. Honor towards authority and honor towards fellow men. Honor towards God will keep you away from profanity. Did you know that in Hebrew, when they were making reference to Esau, the Bible says he was godless. It used to give me concern that, what do you mean by he was godless? He just despised birthright. That means for him to despise, you see, when he have to do with despising things, it carry along its godliness, godlessness. In Hebrews, he said, see that no one is sexual and is godless like Esau. What is godlessness there? He's despising. He's despising. When you are dishonorable towards God, you don't even have a God, though. You are godless. The only thing I saw that was godlessness to him. Because what is even sexual immorality even doing in his sentence? That means that thing that guy did was a lot. And as godless as Esau, he said, who for a Single means sold his inheritance as the oldest son and despised. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. He said, afterward, as you know, when he wanted to inherit this blessing, he was rejected. He could bring about no change of mind, though he sought the blessing with tears. Please, oh, I want to beg you. Don't do things now that you will inherit tears in old age. You see, social media, who is God? You are joking with God. You come to church, profanity. You know what I'm saying? You despise holy things and are joking with holy things. He says it's a Gen Z thing. Hey, God. You see, when the Bible, you say Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then he not give us a caution. He said, for our God is a consuming fire. Honor towards God. That you are in church, you are not in church. You are in the presence of God. You are chatting throughout. You are snapping the pastor's suit. I say, is that what I like? That's what I like. Majud. So they so suit you. Pastor, me what you like? I call you. I suit to my boy. Kai. All along with those who in church. And then that one is even relatively okay compared to those of you that snap and do Snapchat. I shall pray that you no let her receive slap chat. There is nothing honorable in your divination towards God, including your offering, your tithe. No honor, no sense of honor. No, it's not in this place. Don't worry. What we say is that you are going to make progress. The essence of joining church is making progress. Honor. After honor is excellence. Excellence is a language. It can be spoken anywhere. After excellence is love work. After love work is faith. After faith is family life. After family life is societal transformation. Now, I said that all of these are put into three layers. The inner man, the practical man, and what? And the outer man. That outer man is the one that is the last of our emphasis, which is reaching out and giving. Reaching out or giving. Do you know what? The essence of the inner man is that it pick three of our core values and make sure that you have a foundational maturity. You see, that thing we call spiritual growth is under the inner man. It's helping your inner man. The Bible says being strengthened in your inner man. Being strengthened in your inner man. That means that there can be a strength that will energize you. I think that is Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18 if I'm not incorrect. He said, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner man. That your inner being, how you can be strengthened is by spiritual growth. And the layers of spiritual growth are threaded into devotion, study of God's word, prayer, discipline, and fasting. All of this is what we call spiritual growth. Spiritual growth is not some growth you grow in your spirit randomly. Because some of you think that if I give my life to Christ last year, when I'm 20 years in faith, I will have grown. That is a lie. It was Bishop Oyedepo who said, things change with time. Things change with time. But time in itself changes nothing. And the truth of the matter is, if somebody gives a life to Christ now and understand all the elements of spiritual growth, that person will overtake you. That have given your life to Christ since when you were in mother's womb and you are 40 now. It's just like saying that by growing, I will grow muscle. That's what the Bible was saying in Timothy. When he says what? He said physical exercise profit but little. He said but spiritual exercise is profitable unto all things. Now the reason why I said spiritual exercise, actually what he said is godliness. But is it making any sense that you are comparing, when you are comparing two opposite things, they should really literally be opposite. Because you are comparing physical exercise to godliness. Me, I'm thinking you should have compared physical exercise, you should have compared godliness to ungodliness. Because if you check the Amplified translation of that scripture, MSG translation of that scripture. MSG translation of that. He said, workouts in the gymnasium are useful, but a disciplined life in God is far more so. Check it. Give it to me in Amplify. 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 He said, for physical training is of some value, useful for a little. He said, but godliness, and open a bracket, spiritual training is like saying, I want to grow muscle by watching somebody exercise. That's what some of you do in church. When others are praying, you are a spectator. He said, I was in the heat of that prayer. Kai, God, heaven kissed it. It's like registering in a gym and you do not carry anything. Jimmy that goes to gym without Jimmy. He will end up as a jig later on. So spiritual growth. Shredded in his prayer. You must be a person of prayer. And that's why we said our emphasis. The Holy Spirit. The Word of God. Prayer. And then reaching out. Now, most times some of you don't know the essence of the reaching out. The essence of the reaching out is for that external man. Because once your internal man is built in spiritual growth, love work, faith, and honor. And that's why I say honor towards God. You see, all these things, they work on your internal being. Then that thing will now make you a practical man. A practical man in the sense that you will go to the gym and pick. And pick and pick. So what that thing does is that it work on your competence. On your competence. On your delivery. On excellence. Excellent delivery of things. That is why excellence is part of the core value. Excellent delivery of things. It work on your personal development. It take hold of your personal development and shake it. And then it work on your family life. So the practical man means that your home cannot fail. The practical man means that the spirit of Daniel is upon you. Daniel took the mantle of government and shook it. You can choose take the government that. And Daniel was a man of prayer, intense prayer. His inner man was built, so it can become a practical man. It can exude excellence. And do you know something that scared me in scripture? In 2 Timothy chapter 2, from verse 19. He said that, 2 Timothy 2, 19. He said, nevertheless, God's foundation stands tall with this seal. He said, the Lord knows those are his. And everyone that confesses the name of Christ must depart from wickedness. He now meant, go for that. 20. Please go to 20. He said, in a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. He said, some are for noble purposes. He said, some for ignoble purposes. Next verse. He said, if a man, God gave you the opportunity to choose. If you are going to be for noble purpose or ignoble purpose. He said, if a man cleans himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purpose, made only useful to the master and prepared to do any good work. I have often prayed that may I not be an emergency answer to heaven. Like the donkey, you can be an emergency. Hope you know till now, donkey have not spoken. God needed to speak to a deaf prophet. And he picked a donkey and spoke to him. That God need an answer for a generation. And you can be the donkey we use. Not me. Because let me tell you the truth. If you do not prepare yourself for being an ignorant prophecy. See, let me help you. You see, if you are doing things that most times you cannot trace to your intellectual prowess. You cannot trace to your study of the word. You are an emergency agent. Because when they ask you to train another generation, you have nothing to say. You just say, be trusting God, be praying to God. God did not send us, so I will not be able to reach out. So the outer man, what the outer man now does for you, is that you are able to reach out. You cannot reach out if your inner man is not being worked upon. You cannot reach out if your practical mind is not being worked upon. Your practical mind in this context is talking about personal development. It's talking about excellence. It's talking about family life. Then the remaining two of our core value, which is service and impact and societal transformation, will be on the strength of what you have built on the inside, what you have practiced on the outside, and then you'll be able to reach out your hand to help another generation. Let me help you. Your life is meaningless if there is no generation that can thank God for what you possess. I'm a spiritual man. I pray always. I pray always. How many people have their prayer life been helped by their own prayer life? I'm a businessman. I'm an acumen of whatever, whatever. How many people have come out of mediocrity? Let me help you. If Daniel built his internal man and the spirit of excellence was upon him and he was able to pick Ananias and Sapphira, what's their name, Jerry? And Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego alongside him. He was the one that made the decision. They joined him. When the king lifted him, he said, hey, these guys, they build with me. I need them in the parliament. A generation will not be trained if we do not work on our internal man, on our practical man. We cannot go the outer man. So that service and impact and societal transformation, that core value is not for you. It's for a generation. That you are making here, you can reach a generation by making here. You know how much you are making from making here. You gather secondary school children. And then do it. I said it yesterday when I was one. I said, do it with excellence. It's not when you are trying to say, we cut whatever, and then a student says, sorry, man, I thought the thing is use is same. They use same a bit. Then you now do whatever, and then you are trying to do shoulder pad. At the end, it was only the pad that was there, no shoulder. It became ankle. And you say you are training a generation, you are wicked. That is wickedness to a generation. One of the things that follow competence is confidence. So every member of the building church, we have a singular goal, threaded into three layers, to build your inner man. Your inner man that is built and robust. We guide you how to be a practical man to the seven mountains. Is it religion? Is it government? Is it business? Is it art and entertainment? Is it hard? Entertainment, all of those, whatever seven mountains that you know. So we are not building you to come and be light in church. We are building you so you can be light of the world. And that is why one of our emphasis is reaching out and giving. In a close, Acts of Apostles chapter 20 verse 35. Paul was saying, and he said he was reporting the word of Jesus. He said, He said he's more blessed to give than to receive. And then we checked one scripture yesterday in Luke 12 of one man that was rich. Jesus said, he said, a light man is not measured by the amount of his possession. What it implies is that, and then the reason why the man was judged, he had so much and he did not give anything out. The reason why he was judged, because the Bible said he was not rich towards God. That he was not rich towards God. In Luke 12, I'm in Luke 12 now, this person that is projecting. Luke 12 that you showed me yesterday. He was not rich towards God. He said, then he said, watch out, be on your guard. All kinds of things. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possession. No matter what you know, if nobody is benefiting from you, go to that part where Jesus said that he's not rich towards God. What it implies is that if you are not giving back to the society, you are a wicked person. You are a wicked person. If me and my family, we are my family. The Bible said that. He said, this is how it will be for anyone who store up things for himself. Intellectually and spiritual and spiritual. How many people have benefited from your spirituality? You are not reaching out. People are going to FII, are not preaching. And you are happy. I'm a spiritual person. I'm a spiritual person. My focus is heaven. I don't want to make heaven. You should have died the day you gave your life to Christ. You are giving an opportunity to reach out. And that is why one of the commandments that Jesus gave us, which was not an option, is to reach out. And I love what MSG say. Is it MSG or Living Bible? Of that Matthew 28. What that scripture said is that go out and train. That is the word. He said train. You are the only one thinking to hope you know that the excellence that Daniel exuded, it changed the law in Babylon. The God that showed up for Esther, he changed the law of, what is the name of this? Artaxerxes, what is the name of their country? That their country. Is this Caesar's or? If you are not sure, don't say anything, because I'm hearing Susanna now. Okay, that's his country. He changed it that the signet ring was given to Mordecai for them to seal and make law. Say it to yourself, I'm not ordinary. I'm sent to help a generation. And let me tell you, you can't die. Let me help you. You can't die until you have fulfilled your assignment. That's why the Bible says, I shall not die but live to proclaim what the Lord has done. And then Acts of Apostles chapter 13 verse 36. The Bible says, after David has served the purpose of God for his generation, he was not. What it implies is that you are sent here to serve. Nobody is permitted to die until he has served. And God will not throw to a generation unbroken vessels. And that's why the Bible says, when Jesus took the bread, he broke it. Why didn't he give it to his disciples for them to break it? So people are hungry. The master is in it. The master is in need of broken vessels. As hungry as the people were, Jesus did not feed them on broken vessels. He did not feed them on broken bread. The Bible says he broke it and gave it to them. That is what the building church represents. That's what the building church came to do. Bless or bless. So you are welcome to the building church. So we have been considering a series following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Bless or bless. Don't worry. At the beginning days of any ministry, the values of the ministry must be reinforced, restated over and over again, so that all of us, we know what we are coming to do. Getting blessed or blessed. Now, following the leading of the Holy Spirit, please help me celebrate Pastor Sammy. Following the leading of the Holy Spirit, you know, it doesn't, you see, if you have someone like Pastor Sammy in your life, your life will be easy. It's just God that I've been sweating. Yeah, I need to come and increase this. Kai, God. Glory to God. May men serve you too. All right. He said, following the leading of the Holy Spirit. I said that this topic has too many things shredded into it. Our emphasis is not on the Holy Spirit. We are not teaching on the Holy Spirit. Our emphasis is not even on the leading. Our emphasis is on the following. So, if you are in this meeting and you don't even know how to hear God or how to be led by God yet, you may need to wait for another series. But there can be some ayabas that we will make reference to the leading of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit lead. My concern, my emphasis is towards those of you that already have the leading of the Holy Spirit, but you are not following it. That is what this teaching is all about. That the Holy Spirit has been leading you. He has been saying plenty of things to you, but you are not doing it. You are my concern. Because just like my wife said, hope you know, in less than how many months, let me tell you guys the truth. I don't like church. It's not as if I don't like going to church. Okay, let me put it this way. I don't like to be a pastor of a church. I did not like it. In fact, my wife can attest to it. The first time we came here and whatever I said, she said, God is, because hope you know that anytime God speaks through my eyes, I used to hear. But that one, I said, keep quiet. She said that, God is leading me. I said, God can be leading you. You cannot start the church. God can be leading you towards the church. I did not want to hear it. So much so that, hope you know that there is a way they can be saying things to you and your heart, you will not agree. When we were building this place, I was explaining how we are going to use this place to Apostle Mwa. And that's what wisdom and counsel is good. I told him, I said, by the time we finish building, we will rent it out to churches to be doing service in the morning. He said, no, don't do that yet. He said, because what of if God now instructs you to start this, to start service in my own heart? You know, there's no way I could have told Apostle Mwa that I know God. It's my wife that could have informed that. So in my heart, I was like, Daddy is not me. God will never instruct me. He will never. He will cry. I know God. In fact, what I told my wife is, I know my God. I know the way my God. Until I went for IGUSDP, I was sitting there, just following the story carefully. I was sitting in IGUSDP. I was listening to what they were teaching, and it was as if I was in another meeting. Like I was physically there, writing everything. But it was like I was in another meeting entirely. When God was telling me that, Sean, you have exceeded the face of ministry. You see all those things I put inside you now. You want to start a church. I could not cry. Do you know why I could not cry? Because I've learned to always Holy Ghost reason. Give me Hebrews chapter 11. I've learned to always Holy Ghost reason like Abraham. I know my God. I know. Well, maybe if time permits, I want to show some things. Actually, he said, Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead. Do you know what happened? For following the leading of the Holy Spirit, you must know your God and you must Holy Ghost reason. That we God asked me to go and give my phone out for no reason. God has told you since last year that car is not your own. That the car you are riding is not yours. That you should go and give it out. And you did not. Wait, is God so wicked that he wants you to be trekking around? You did not only go reason. It's just like me coming to my daughter now. Take for instance, maybe I want to change her phone from. She doesn't have a phone. Maybe I want to change that. I'm saying my daughter, for example. Or let me just speak Wanda, for example. Let's say Wanda is using, what iPhone are you using? She's not using iPhone that I know. Professor, what is 14 Pro Max? She's using iPhone 14 Pro Max, for example, now. It's not even for example, like literally. So, but now, where is that phone? Is this the phone? Who need iPhone? Who need iPhone? No, you can't need iPhone. My brother is raising his hand that I need iPhone. I want to give somebody that will be able to give me back. So let's say you need iPhone. Let's say, you know she owns it. This one is let's say. But she's not in the known of these are let's say. She's just seeing me collecting the phone. And then, I've dashed you. Go with it. See you again. I've dashed. So, wonder, why did you give me your phone? Because I say you should. Why didn't you ask why? Because you trust me. Why do you trust me? What if at Okeodo Junction, you met some guys, they... The assembly building church, not smoke before. Before you think that it's an illustration. You the assembly building church. He said yes. Which phone they use? Eh? 14 waiting. Bring her. You don't know me, I'm the pastor jacuzzi. Why is she not giving the phone to the person? Though we are saying the same thing. The number one thing she said according to her is that she knows that I will give her back her phone. She knows that I trust her. Why are you holding on to something that God is asking for? You don't trust him. God is not a jacuzzi pastor at Okeodo Junction. Let me now say it. This is where the table now break. Why are you holding on to that brother? I am not talking to people that are not hearing God. Though. I'm talking to people that have catalog of hearing God, but they have not done anything. So let's say, for example, now this man went to the phone. He travel. Is that how they hold iPhone? Put it in your pocket now. Do you have iPhone? Put in your pocket. Go. Don't be going somewhere else. Don't allow us to see you again. What will you do when you need your phone? You come and ask me now. The guy said, here is the person I gave him. He left too. Will you be bothered that Your phone is not sin now. Will it give you concern? That your phone is not sin. Will it give you concern? Which concern will it give you? Eh? Yeah. The phone is still. I just collected the phone now. I did not tell you what I'm doing with the phone yet. See, you get. But I have. He has gone with the phone. Will it give you any concern? Since when I'm the one you gave the phone, and you still know my bank account, and if for any reason my bank account cannot do it, you know that I park a car outside that can buy at least 30 of those your phone. So if for any reason you don't have a phone, will you be bothered? The highest, if you disturb me 2 months, that say I need my phone, I need my phone. I say wonder. I say your phone is coming. Ha! I need my phone. I need my phone. Then I send Pastor Sammy to where did they say iPhone in London? You see, those of you that don't use iPhone, you are talking. Where do you? Eh? Pastor Sammy, you are pointing somewhere. You sit down. Say you don't know. Okay, Pastor Sammy, no. Ah, talk. Go. Hey, Pastor Sammy is not even where they are selling your iPhone. It's not you I want to send again. So just imagine. And then another ask Pastor Sammy. I say please. Go and make inquiry for iPhone 17 Pro Max. Let me tell you the truth. God does not drop you where he carry you. Lie. The worst of the worst is that God will upgrade it. So when Abraham was being told to bring Isaac, he did not bother. Do you know why? Please be seated. The Bible says, give her a phone. No. The Bible tells us that the reason why he was asked to give Isaac out, that, hope you know that naturally speaking, self, there was no way he could have given back to Isaac. The Bible says he was as good as dead. That is what Romans chapter 4 tells us. Romans chapter 4 from verse 19. Romans 4, please follow me. He said, without weakening in his faith, his faith the fact that his body was as good as dead. Since he was about 100 years old and that Sarah's womb was also dead, that was what produced Isaac. God now said, bring Isaac. If it's me, I say, which mountain do you need him? Because when you gave me, but most of us, we did not only God's reason that we were even disadvantaged when God brought that in. Ha! You do not know the God that is asking for a thing. Following the leading of the Spirit. Most times you don't follow because of uncertainty. Because of doubt. And let me quickly help you. Maybe let me go ahead of myself because of my time. A few reasons why people don't follow the leading of the Spirit. One of it is actually doubt, distrust, and uncertainty. And I said, when I wrote that thing, and I said that, it is threaded, surrounded by, did God really say? Please give me Hebrews and Genesis rather. Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. Please follow me carefully. One of the reasons why there is this, why you don't obey the leading of the Holy Spirit or you don't follow it, is because of what? Doubt, distrust, and uncertainty. Please look at how the devil came to them. The devil came and showed up and said, did God really say? That is where many of you used to fail. You now start reasoning that is God wicked? Why would God ask me to bring Isaac? For what reason now? Then you too, you now start doubting your hearing. That lie. Hey, my God is not wicked now. Because the devil know how to sow doubt in your heart. Look at what he did. He did not say, go and hit it. This is what he said. He said, now the serpent was more crafty and under any of the whatever. He said to the woman, did God really say? You see, when you start hearing questions like, did God really say? There's issue already. And I said, hey. And then I wrote that in my notes. I said, one of the reasons why people actually don't obey God is because of tiredness and weariness. Like it happened to the young prophet. And please listen to me. If you have written that down, just look up and listen to me. Because God actually gave me sound warning to give us. If you hear God very well. Let me read that one out for my notes. In 1 Kings, actually, 1 Kings 13 from verse 14. 1 Kings 13 from verse 14. If you hear God very well. Alright, let me just write. Let me give you the following instructions that God asked me to give us. We will soon pray. Is number one, go back to your instructions. Go back to your instructions. God cannot give you the next when you have not done anything with the last. Your life is going to be on circle, in a circle, if you are not carrying out the instructions of God. I want to give you guys this illustration. 2010, I gave my life to Christ in 2006. And I had a very robust relationship with God. Prayer, fasting. I was building on my inner man. And then one day God spoke to me and said to me, 2010, I can't forget. He said that his massive kingdom wealth transfer. That's what he said, actually. 2010. Massive kingdom wealth transfer. Just follow my eyes, what I'm saying carefully. So what I did was, I was waiting for the money to come. I waited till 2017. That is how many years? 7 years. The money did not come. And I, when poverty wanted to squeeze my head, I now inspired to perspire. I was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, this is one of the ways God lead me. One of the ways I have the leading of God is to ask questions. So I think I was meditating that, since that day, when the Holy Spirit inspired me to go and ask my dad that who is the most successful person in the lineage. And as I asked that question, my dad did not even allow me to finish the question. He just said, nobody. And I said, no, those things, sir. Then he now looked and said, okay. He now remembered. I wish he did not. Because the person he remembered was one of my uncle that I know very well. And if that was the definition of success, Kai, there's issue. Then he mentioned one of my uncle and said he was the most successful. I said, The first thing I needed to do was, God gave me an instruction. I started praying every 11 p.m. to break out of that kind of lineage and set another. But don't forget, since how many years did God tell me, since me, I was just waiting for the thing to come. The instructions that will follow is one of the reasons why I'm saying this. The instructions that will follow were not making sense. I just discovered that God hated me. When I started praying that prayer, then God now began to train me for that word transfer. I will go to church. God will just look at a brother and say, all the money on you is his transport fare. But since when I've learned to obey, that was when I started the prayer. I'll carry all the money and go and give the brother and trek home. Now, I've been saying this story often, but my brother is here today. He's the one that a time now came and I discovered that God was continuous with that instruction. He would just look for what happens and say, I drop you. Or he will ask me to drop all the money. So I will be trekking. There was a church I was attending around of a garage. I will be trekking from of a garage to a Greek on Sunday. And that's why when I tell you Sunday songs are different, I am experience. But one of the assurance God was giving me is that these same places I was walking through, that will walk inside of it with AC car. And that is why, you see, if my AC car is not blowing very well, there's nobody that can talk me out of it. It must blow because it's part of the prophecy. When I was inside the sun, nobody saw me. So I was giving money. Then one day I just remembered that my brother is supposed to be at home now. Why am I trekking? Don't worry. Thank you. Then my brother is supposed to be at home now. Why am I trekking? Do you not know what I did? I will not call him. I say, I'll go and enter car. And I'll tell the person, I say, I will enter car and then I will call my brother and say, please cross to the other side and come and give me transport. When God discovered that I've caught him, he stopped giving me that kind of instruction. When it appeared like I passed, now that, let me now trace it back to when I was serving. When I was serving, God asked me to keep my allowance. Because some of you now, the way God will slap you, tell me the things you are saying. My allowance, thank God I have a saving wife to be there. While I was serving, my allowance, the first 3 months, God says, it's not my money. and I was serving Kebi. I'm already black. God, how am I supposed to survive Kebi? Why did I not disobey? The first three allowance that I collected was not my money. On top of that, God now said, do you know this? You need money. The money is in the account and you can't touch it. God now said to me that I cannot send the money to the person that he wants me to send it to yet until I have read the law of prosperity. By Kenneth Hagin. And God already know that I will not read that book if my phone was still alive. So somebody went, came to the family house and carried my phone and left my tab. Those seasons were one of the most defining seasons of my life. Some of you, they don't wait till they carry your phone. Throw that in the way. Do you see? Let me help you. Some of you, your phone is your undoing in this life and destiny. I read like I was mad. There was no phone now. There's nobody to call. There's not. I just have one tab. That was the only thing I was reading. And don't forget, I don't have money to even buy another phone. So I was reading. Most of the things I'm doing today came from that. I read as if I was mad. I pray as if something is doing me. But thank God, let me go and balance. Thank God for my wife to be. She was the one that was sending me my destiny and our will. Hey, because I think this is the first time I'm sharing that story. Please be seated. This is the first time. The first 3 months, the money that they were paying, 18,705 naira, whichever amount they were paying us then, 19,800. I don't know that balance is not making any sense to me. What is the 800? What will remove the 200? You know what I'm saying? 19,800 and something. Because, let me help you. When it comes to kingdom prosperity, you will first be trained on how not to own anything. For 7 years, I was waiting for the thing without training. But do you know that if for any reason anybody now come and advise me that God does not operate like that? And I wrote something in my notes. I said, be careful when God gives you an instruction. And either you or somebody come and give you a contrary instruction, especially the one will make you comfortable and convenient. That was what happened when you are tired and weary. Do you know what happened? That young prophet was sitting down, tired, relaxing. And maybe he prayed to God to give him food. And while he was praying of his weariness, like somebody came and gave him an answer. And because of his tiredness and weariness, he could not even confirm from God, because the thing was bringing comfort. He said, come back and eat. He said, God has told me to come to tell you, come back and eat. So most times when instructions are given to you that is contrary to the instruction God has given to you, most times you are tempted to obey it if it is going to bring convenience and comfort. That is where some of you miss the leading of God. Because some of you, God have asked you to go and sow something to a man that will change your life. You go to the man's life. He said, I've received it. Take it back. This is your Isaac. And I say, this man is one of the men of God I know. There is nobody that going to harvest what they have not sown. Hope you know that Isaac truly died. Isaac died. And that is why Jesus was saying to those people that before that your father Abraham saw my days and he was happy. It's because he saw that God has a son that died and also came back to life. So what he did was he also received Isaac back from the dead. And that is why when he Holy Ghost risen, what he said is that God is able to bring him back from life. You can see, Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. Hope you know, at that level when he was about to kill Isaac, nobody has risen from the dead. That he would have used as reference. Nobody. There was no reference. But he saw the days of Jesus, that Jesus was raised back from the dead. So he only goes reason that God is capable of doing that. So when Jesus was talking, Jesus said, your father Abraham saw my days. Then I said, you are not even up to 55 years old. Even if he's 100 years old, do you know how many generations between him and Abraham? See, your father Abraham saw my days and he rejoiced. Then to Holy Ghost reason. Bless or bless. Let me bring my teaching to a close. But I've already written some things down at least. Please give me numbers. I think that's where I will end this teaching. Numbers. Numbers chapter 20, verse 7 to 12. It's a long read, but it's worth it. Please give it to me very quickly. Then we'll pray. Okay, have I finished giving us the instruction? Okay, give me that numbers, please. Let me give us the instruction God gave me. Number one is go what? Go back to your instructions. Number two, have a journal where you document instructions from God for accuracy. Because the devil will try to dilute your hearing. It comes with something like, did God really say? Number three, if God has given you instruction, which I already said, in an area, be very careful when a contrary instruction comes, either from you or an external body, especially when the new instruction looks convenient and comfortable to follow. Or when it looks like an answer prayer. If for instance, now, we are trusting God. This instruction I said now, that people are going to come and they are going to be pastors, and God already gave us the criteria of how our pastors will be. Then somebody did not come with their number because of the instruction, and they did not meet up with the instruction God gave us. But because they came in their number, they look promising. Maybe they came with car. They even said, pastor, we are going to take care of the billboard. We are going to take care of whatever. Hope you know that instruction looks comfortable now. Contrary to the instruction God gave you, another way the devil can allow you follow the leading of God is to dilute it. The initial instruction is already diluted. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Then another thing is, watch your appetite when you are hungry. When you are hungry means when you are looking for marriage, when you are looking for whatever, then a jacuzzi came to you and you thought it's answer prayer. Please be careful not to assist God in answering your prayer. Yeah, be careful not to assist God in answering your prayer. Following the leading of the... Alright, please, now let's read this scripture together. There's something I want to strike here, then we'll pray. I have like three prayers for us to pray here, and then we'll pray. Please, keyboard come. Keyboard person come. Alright, please, can we read this together? It's not a long prayer. It's just a surface prayer, but it's deep. Glory to God. Please, can we read this together? 2, 3, go. The Lord said to Moses, please, be careful to listen to this thing. What did the Lord tell Moses? And you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to the mountain. Now, wait. Please, what did God ask them to do? From beginning. Take the staff. But hope you know, if you go back, time will not permit me. If you go back to Exodus chapter 17 from verse 1 to 7. In Exodus 17 from verse 1 to 7, God already instructed him the first time to strike the rock with the staff. But now, the instruction was looking similar. Because God, you asked him to go and speak. Why are you asking him to take the staff? You should have said, drop the staff and go and speak. But because God has spoken to him before in Exodus 17, that he should strike the rock with his staff. Then the God now said, okay, take the staff now in your hand and go and speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. Hi. As I said that now, I just hear that for some of you, that parched land, that barren land, the water is about to be... It's our season of proclaim. And the rock is about to pour you out waters. You see, water is one of the universal servants. Nobody fights with water. Remember in school, when there was no water in PS, the way some of you were looking as if you were beaten by white Amatan. Some of you learned rub and shine. Some of you were patching things up. Water, I'm praying for you in your business. Let the water gush out. I am speaking to the rock and I declare over you in the name of Jesus. I say, let the water your relationship. Every area where there is dryness, let the water begin to gush in that direction.
your business, in your careers, in your marriages. In the name of Jesus, let the water gush. He said you will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock shall drink. For some of you, you have water, but your livestock don't. Your livestock represents the work of your hand. There's no water for it. In the name of Jesus, I say, let God bless you with the blessing of the heaven above. Amen. And the blessing of the deep below. Amen. Let him pour you out water for your livestock. Next verse, please. He says, so Moses took the staff. Please, the instruction. Was he following the instruction? Yes, he took the staff, as God said, from the Lord's presence, just as the Lord has commanded him. That means he followed that instruction. He said, he and Aaron gathered the assembly in front of the rock. And Moses said to them, listen, you rebels. Was that what God asked him to say? You rebels. Must we bring you water out of this rock? Next verse. He said, then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out and the community and their livestock drank. Look at what God now said. He said, but the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust me. He said, because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I have given you. And do you know revelationally, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, the Bible said Jesus was that rock. And revelationally, Jesus was supposed to strike once. In Exodus, it was a representation of Jesus' first striking, which was Jesus' crucifixion. If Jesus was that rock, 1 Corinthians, if Jesus was that rock in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10, verse 4, he said, and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. It's Christ that he was striking two times. Because if you check the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 6, the Bible showed us that anyone that have tasted and drank, Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 46, that have drank of the Holy Ghost, he said it's like crucifying the Son the second time. That was what Moses did. It was so terrible that even the devil went to go and claim his body. For that not following. And that's why I'm saying that I am not talking to people that have not been hearing God. I'm talking to you that are hearing God, but you are not following the leading of God correctly. You are not doing it the way God says you should do it. There are repercussions. This was the only thing that Moses did wrong, that he did not enter the promised land. Water came out of mercy, but his reward was taken from him. I want you to pray and cry out to God. That Father, may I be accurate in my obedience to you. I repent of my disobedience. I repent of my distrust in your leading. And I insist that I am strengthened in my waiting seasons. Please give me Job chapter 14, verse 14, KJV. I want you to insist on that Job 14, 14. He said, all the days of my appointed time, I wait until my change come. That you're not going to jump out of the instructions of God because it's not convenient. I need you to pray now. Just pray. Pray as you understand this prayer point. I repent of my disobedience. I repent of my distrust. But while I'm at that, I insist that all the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change come. All the days of my appointed time will I continue to obey your instruction until my change come. Is that how you are going to pray? Pray. Pray. Can you begin to speak to the rock for some of you? Can you begin to speak to the rock to begin to gush you out water? Aya kema latema ndaba somekai. Hey, ratomake samiratomaka. For some of you, you need water. You need water. You need water. You need water in your business, in your spiritual life. He said, out of him shall gush out rivers of living water. Ayamana kamba somelatana. Hey, the meeting is not over until you pray. Don't look around. The water is about to gush. It's about to gush to that parched land. Rato katambalamaka. Yeah, legendary.
Scripture in Numbers. Jesus has been portrayed to us as that rock. He is your sufficient rock. I pray in the name of Jesus. Give me the scripture where the water came out now. Go back to where it says to speak to the rock. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. For your life first, your own life. Every area where you are experiencing dryness. The river is about to gush again. I hear that the fishes are about to swim again. It can even be in your body, in your health. In your body, I see the river streaming again. The water, the rock giving out water. And in the name of Jesus, let your change begin now. Then God specifically asked me to speak to some of you. Your own livestock here is your business. For some of you, it's your career. You're a career person, or you are artisans, or you have a business, or anything. Please, can you stretch forth your hand to the front? I decree in the name of Jesus, let the rock gush you out water for your livestock. For that your business, it will live and not die. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is the rock that accompanies them. That rock will accompany your business. Oh. That every time it looks like you're about to get dry, the water begins to gush. The water began to stream out. He reminded me of the scripture that say about Ishmael and Agai. He said the child was about to die and he left the child to die. He said, and when God opened her eyes, she saw a well. She was looking for a water inside her bottle. God showed her a well. I said, let your eyes be open to your wells. It will gush you out of water. You will return with mind-blowing testimony. You are blessed. Oh. You are lifted. Can you go up with a shout? Oh. Please, let's be seated as we see the announcement.
Thank you for joining us today. We are so glad you choose to spend your morning worshiping with us. The series Following the Leading of the Holy Spirit is truly taking us deeper. We've been experiencing powerful and revealing truth each week, and we believe the Holy Spirit is moving in a tangible way to guide us, equip us, and open our eyes to His direction. It's a journey we are excited to go on with all of you. We pray that what you heard today will resonate with you throughout the week and empower you to step confidently in the Spirit leading. We can't wait to see you soon again. Are you ready to get your voice back? Our Proclaim series demands that we move beyond silence and step into bold action. This Wednesday is another time for a midweek refill and revelation as we dive deeper into what it means to truly sorrow so keep. See you on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for our midweek service. If your spiritual compass is pointing towards a substantial long-term assignment right here in the building church, we need your commitment now. This is a specific call, not for visitors or students, but for those with a proven ministerial calling, the set who feel their destiny is tied to serving the permanent mission of this ministry. If you know your assignment is with the building church, whether in ministry leadership, administration, or a specific support role, please do not hold back. It's time to activate your purpose. Please do endeavor to see Pastor Sunny. Thank you. God bless you. What a weekend of celebration. We are absolutely thrilled to honor the union of Mr. and Mrs. Ayoda. We lift our voices in praise and give him a resounding thank you to God for granting them a truly successful and beautiful wedding ceremony. Their day was a powerful declaration of God's faithfulness, and we declare that their marriage will be even more magnificent than their wedding. May God establish their home in peace, prosperity, and unending love. Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Oyinlola. Be reminded that the Singles Hangout with the Gems is this Saturday at 9 a.m. Miss a moment of what God is doing at the building church. Follow and engage with us. Find us on all our social media platforms at the building church. We encourage you to like, share, comment, and subscribe to help us spread the message of the gospel. Need a sermon recap? You can also download all our latest messages and series on our website www.thebuildingchurch.org/sermons. God bless you. Welcome home. This is the building church, and we are tasked with building a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life. Our mission in the building church is to promote growth in Christian faith, wisdom, love, grace, virtue, holiness, and blessedness. And our emphasis are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. And the building church's core values are spiritual growth, service in impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. This is the building church. Come, let's build together. Now is the moment to activate your faith through giving. It's time for our tithe offerings and partnership seeds. For cash, please use the provided envelopes. For electronic giving, the account numbers are displayed on the screens. As you sow, believe for a powerful harvest over your finances and all that concerns you. Thank you for worshiping with us today. We pray the word you receive will be a light and a guide for your paths this week. Go forth in the strength and peace of God, demonstrating the life-changing power of the gospel everywhere you go. We love you, and we can't wait to see you again at our midweek service. God bless you.
Glory to God. Come on, glory to God. I know the mic is working, so I'm expecting a response. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Were we blessed by the service? Your word came right. Is that the response? Can we lift up our hands and bless the name of the Lord for the word in season? Father, we thank you. Your words were found and we did eat them. Then they become the joy and rejoicing of our soul. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, for in Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Amen. Did you find the word? Did you eat the word? Now, does it translate to joy and rejoicing of your soul? That is scripture. I'm just giving you scripture and I'm expecting a response. Did you find the word? Did you eat the word? Did you munch on the word? Did you pulverize the word? Show it, Dada. I will go up and down.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please let's be up standing and celebrate our own set man. Glory to God. We are feeding fat and fresh in the building, church. You yourself, check Anna. Check your neighbor. Look, no, no. Hey, Jesus. The building, church, look at your neighbor. See. No, that person has been feeding fat. And if the person is not fat, just check the freshness. Can you see? Is this not a house to belong? Now, can we celebrate our own baker of the world? Our own chef. Glory to God. Scripture says they that labor in word and in preaching, they are worthy of double honor. Come on, celebrate our own said man. Is that the double honor? Is that the double honor? Even you can't hear the sound of your own clap. If you are not clapping, you should be shouting. Glory to God. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for all that you do. Glory to God. Please, let's be seated and let's package our offering, our tithe and our partnership seed. Or any seed you want to give this morning. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Giving is a thing of honor. It's a thing of honor. And when scripture says it in Malachi 3, if you check Malachi chapter 1, it was talking about honor. God was telling them that if I be your father, where then is my honor? So it's a thing of honor. And that's why scripture says, honor the Lord with your substance. So when you are giving in honor. We are not throwing money to God. And it's not because the church actually needs it. You are giving to God. Hallelujah. Please, let's package it. Decide what to give in your heart. In fact, some of you, it's not package, it's to repackage. Think about it well. Glory to God. Can we bow down our heart and water our seed this morning? Father, we thank you. Speak words over your offering. Speak words over your seed. It's leaving your hand but not your life. Because you will find it. Oh, Father, we thank you. We are casting our bread upon many water because we know we will find it. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. As we bow down our hearts, can we just repeat this word after me? Say, thank you, Father, for the privilege to give. I acknowledge that everything I have comes from you. Lord, I decree and declare that you accept me and my offering. As I give freely, willingly, cheerfully, sacrificially, in faith, in love, and in honor, I prosper on every side. I decree and declare I'm blessed. I have more than enough. I eat in plenty and I'm satisfied. My needs are met over and above what I require. My bread and water is sure. My storehouse is blessed. My basket is blessed. The blessing works for me in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Let's cast our offering. If you gave tithe in course of the week or you're given this beautiful service this morning, can we be upstanding so as to decree the blessing over us? Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, because we are partnering with the scripture. And so, Father, we thank you. We give you praise because it's a privilege to give. Accept us and our tithe this morning in the name of Jesus. I decree the blessing for you in the name of Jesus. The windows of heaven are open to you, that God is pouring out a blessing that there is no room enough to contain in the name of Jesus. The devourer is rebuked in your finances, in your health, in everything that pertains to you in the name of Jesus. You are a delightsome land. You will not cast your fruit before the time in the field in the name of Jesus. The Lord make you earthly bank of heaven resources in the name of Jesus. Welcome to 10 times more. In fact, 1,000 times more in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in all currencies in the name of Jesus. Your Libra soul is made fat in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name have we given, and we decree and declare to all our partners and the people partnering with the building project this morning, we decree the blessing works for you in the name of Jesus. It is evident that you are partnering with the blessed, with the house of the blessed in the name of Jesus. Your projects and visions are funded. You will never lack helpers in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise, for in Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Such a beautiful service. Hallelujah. And I just love it in God's presence. Because as this keyboard is playing, sincerely, I feel like doing some worship, right? We can stay, right? Don't mind me. Don't mind me. Glory to God. Don't tempt me. Hallelujah. Okay. I've been seeing some beautiful persons and I can't really, they are so plenty. So I'm not just seeing one. I've been seeing all of them everywhere. They are so beautiful. They are sparkling. In fact, I can feel the fragrance of their perf from here. Come on, let's celebrate our first timers. Our kings and queens are special guests in the house this morning. If this is your first time of worshiping with us at a building church, you walked in here. Perhaps you just saw the billboard, you saw the flyer, or somebody invited you. I'm telling you sincerely, you are special. Edungo, Edungpa, Edungo, Edungbeg, I find you. Come on, be upstanding and let's celebrate you. This is the camp of the mighty. This is the camp of the blessed. Come on, let's celebrate you. See them all over. The building church, see them all over. Give them a good warm welcome. If you're around them, give them a good God bless you. You're welcome to the building church. Wow. Wow. What a blessing you are. What a blessing you are. We pray you hear and here you are. The building church, are we not supposed to be grateful? Because there is no service that God is not adding to us daily. Wow. These are answered prayers. Glory to God. You're welcome to the building church. This is the camp of the mighty. This is the camp of the blessed. And like I told you earlier, we are pastored indeed by the blessed. Glory to God. Our set man is Pastor Jeremiah James. And name, my name is Pastor Lois James. If you see me outside, my name is Lois James. I'm in the building church. I'm Pastor Lois James. Glory to God. And if you can connect one or two, you can know that something is. I'm not his sister. Amen. Hey, I'm not a sister. I'm not. But I will not tell you. Come on, let's celebrate our first timers again. So if you look at the hall, you will see some beautiful sisters. They are your host and you are our guest. So if you do not mind, which I know you don't, at the end of the service, by my left, which should be your right ear, we can just wait so to see them and they will intimate you what God is doing at the building church. Glory to God. Is this a good way to end service this morning? Can we be upstanding as we take our closing declaration? You're blessed too. Your week beginning is blessed in the name of Jesus. Your path are laced in gold in the name of Jesus. Your needs are met. Your needs are met. For every student that just resumed, I don't know what it is, but I was just privy to know what you're going through. I decree and declare this week your needs are met in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Can we be a prophet to our neighbor? Can we be a prophet to our neighbor? Glory to God. Please let me celebrate mommy and daddy once again. This should be daddy's first time at the building church. Come on, let it resound. Woo! Yes, and I can see one of my brother there. Yes, please, Brother Amos, let's celebrate him. And of course, let's celebrate Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Boluwatife. Come on, let's celebrate them once again. Such a delight to have them worship with us this morning. Glory to God. Have you gotten a neighbor? Have you prophetically checked them out? Share it here, ready to receive Misha as a prophet that I am. If you receive a prophet because the person is a prophet, you will receive a prophet reward. Matthew 10:41. Share it, Misha. Change your neighbor. Okay, they don't want to change. They believe the neighbor. Oh yeah, are we ready? As you go out this week, I declare that you have the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You know God better. You're not kept in the dark in any area of your life, for you have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness and translated by light into the kingdom of God's dear son. The eyes of your understanding has been enlightened. You are reinforced and strengthened with might by the Holy Ghost in your inner man. Your understanding can't be darkened because you're under the blessing. Things can finish under your watch. The Lord gives you stability and prosperity. It makes your future secure. You have fertile fields and receive beautiful tracts of land. You're delivered from error. your deliverer from terror. The sun cannot harm you by day. The moon cannot harm you by night. Therefore, you are delivered from all harm. For the Lord watches over you. You can't be sickly. You can't be beggarly. The Lord protects your cells. They can't be cancerous. He protects your tissues. They can't be damaged. He protects your organs. They can't pack up. I decree over that businessman. He's sorted this week. In the name of Jesus. He's sorted this week. I don't know what it is. He's sorted this week. In the name of Jesus. He protects your systems. They can't be dysfunctional. You work stronger and stronger in years. Yet your eyes are not them, nor your natural force abated. You serve the purpose of God for your generation with vigor. Both you and your loved ones ain't permitted to die untimely, but declare the doings of God. You're coming in and you're going out is blessed. God daily loads you with benefits. You are not disadvantaged. You are heavily favored by everyone that sees you. You're a city set on a hill. Therefore, you can't be hidden now and forevermore. You grow in faith, wisdom, love, grace, virtue, holiness, and blessedness. You are built differently. Your design is a balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life. Therefore, this week and beyond, return with mind-blowing testimonies, for you are the ransom of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Can we go home with a shout of glory? Extend love to at least 3 persons. Give them a good handshake. Give them a good hug. We love you. God bless you. See you on Wednesday.
Let your living word go out of me. Let your Holy Spirit overshadow me. As it was in the beginning, so let it be now. Say, I am the city.
I am the city.
Yeah.
The city of God.
Oh, yeah. Eden is no more a place.
I am the city of God.
See, I bring
heaven, heaven here on earth.